middle-aged is a new defined physical condition.
It's really not so bad. And we don't have to worry about concussions, necessarily.
We don't, because we're not doing things that are concussionable, but children are.
Oh, my gosh.
And, again, the New York Times, the number of child athletes taken to emergency rooms with sports-related concussions doubled over a recent 10-year period. A new study reports even though participation in team sports decreased slightly during the period of 1997 to 2007.
But I don't understand this. We are so strict now with helmets. We seem to be more mindful about how the children are out on the field, and I don't understand how this happens.
It could very well be because we are more cognizant of the concussion danger, and what we shrugged off as a bump on the head, dismissed to moderate rest and no treatment by a doctor. Now teams, the coaches, there's legal liability that goes along with this. If a coach sends a child back into the game after having sustained a head blow, then they bear a lot of responsibility if something greater happens. And we've all read stories and heard news casts about just that happening. So nobody wants to see a child injured a little bit or a lot.
But have you ever had a concussion?
You know, I think I did. I had it on a scooter.
Were you doing something responsible? You had a helmet on?
No, they didn't have helmets back then. The only helmet I had was my father's old World War II infantry helmet. I was going down Suicide Hill and I fell off and I hit a rock or a tree or something. I don't remember what.
Oh, yeah, well, the details. But part of the reason you, first of all, would not have remembered because you probably did receive a concussion. And actually now the researchers are using data from the National Electronic Injury Surveillance System.
Oh, I saw that article that you gave me, and I said, what the heck does that have to do with anything?
That's really, actually, that there's true documentation on this. And they are analyzing emergency room visits for children aged 8 to 13, as well as for teenagers aged 14 to 19. And that is supervising with very specific data and criteria over 100 hospitals. So they have
all this data.
They are. And they have very specific criteria as to how the questions will be answered.
So that's why we're hearing so much more about it. And that's probably why you're seeing a higher incidence of concussions, because people are just, they now have to report it. They have to do something about it.
And let's face it, when you're going into that emergency room, they perhaps are running even more tests than they have maybe in the past, or maybe more people are really cognizant about concussion being a dangerous thing.
Right.
Do you want to talk about the emergency signs?
What emergency signs?
For concussion.
Oh, sure.
See, perhaps if you looked in the mirror after being out on the scooter, you might have
known. If I had read the article that you're referring to or had it in front of me, let me get it.
There's a reason for that helmet. Well, first of all, Dennis, there are more than a million cases of concussion each year in the U.S.
You don't hear about them all on 11 o'clock sports news.
No, not all at the same time. But what you need to know, if there's walking problems, unusual eye movements, unequal pupils, repeated vomiting, persistent unconsciousness, persistent confusion, muscle weakness on one or both sides, convulsions, altered level of consciousness, drowsy, hard to arouse, or similar changes. So you really want to err on caution no matter what. The person may not actually even have a memory as to how the accident happened. But when in doubt,
I think you've got to err on the side of caution, and that's what emergency rooms are for, and we shouldn't be reluctant to check with them, because how often do we find out those that didn't go should have, and they're sorry they didn't.
Well, actually, you know what? I have to raise a question here, too, because the National Electronic Injury Surveillance System, their data also will include such things as lawnmower accidents as well. I sort of have to jump back to the chicken and the egg and find out why they came to study concussions, or if concussions were just presenting themselves as an unavoidable, by the way, this is increasing statement.
It's probably because all of the litigation lawyers banded together and supported some system that could ferret out who their new clients will be.
And I can tell you right now, I will not be on a skateboard anytime soon.